Hello.
Hey Joe Forrest, how are you?
Yeah, hi. How you doing? What's up? What's going on?
Calling you because my team had sent you the offer for your lots down in Petersburg, and they said that you didn't want to open them because you thought that you would approve them automatically.
Yeah, something was wrong with it. I don't know. I don't know. I didn't like the way. I'm sorry. Forgive me, but I didn't like the way when I looked at it said I agree, I agree, I agree. Too many I agrees over there, and it says I agree to like to make some kind of a like we're making some kind of an arrangement. But right now we're just making an offer. So you're not making no arrangements. You know, I don't know. I forgot what it actually said. So forgive me for not opening it. What
Sure. What I
exactly?
can do is I'll have him send you just an email and a PDF that you can take a look at it, and it won't
Yeah,
be an
you know what?
electronic signature.
You know what? I have problems with PDFs. I got a PDF from this guy once, and I don't know if it was from you or from someone else. I don't think it was you or someone else. Send me a PDF. I had nothing but trouble with it. Do me a favor. Just text it to my phone. Text it to my phone. I know it's the easiest thing to do, but just text me the offer. You can't give me the offer right now? What's the offer you're offering?
I think we're at like I think it was like 9,000 or 8,000 per lot.
No. We're not anywhere in the ballpark. You're way out there. You're way out there, out of space. You're like in Pluto when I'm here on Earth. You know. No, it ain't gonna happen anytime this decade.
How much did it cost you to get the house demolished?
$4,000.
That's good.
Yeah, it was a good price. You see, you gotta understand something. I owe money on it, okay? I still owe. It's not that I accumulated it myself. If it was my accumulation, then I would say, hey, you know what? You know, I could sell it for less because I accumulated that. I let that go. You know, I didn't pay the taxes. I owe that on my own. But this lot, one lot, the 211. I bought that in like the it was like neglected. It was almost ready to be taken by the city and sold off the guy. So I bought it with the understanding that I'm gonna take the lien off him, and I'm gonna pay, you know, the lien's gonna be my name and the taxes. So it was like when I picked it up, I already had like 25,000 already that I owed on it. So, you know, I'm not gonna give it to you for nine and I owe 25. You understand what I'm saying?
It was nine for both lots.
Nine for
I
both
mean, not,
lots.
I mean, not mean, mean nine each, so 18.
Yeah, no, I can't. I'm sorry. I appreciate, you know, you made an offer and it, and I understand. That's the price you feel that's those lots. They're not big, you know. They're not big lots, you know. But you gotta understand
Well, that's
something.
the point.
Yeah, but wait, this is another point I'm gonna make for you. They're not big lots, okay? But they're arteries. They're on top of the hill. They're high land, not low land. So there's a lot of good things about those lots that really are attracting. The only problem is that I get people calling me. The guy sent me an offer of $70,000, you know, for both lots. I'll be honest with you, you know. And the reason why we didn't go through with it was because the guy wanted to put like $500 down on each one and refundable. And I think possibly, you know, I don't know if he was holding it for somebody or whatever. I don't know, but I told him, I said, you know, you can't do that. You can't do that, man. Either you buy it or you don't buy it, you know? But you can't give me an offer like that and then just take me down the road, you know, a month later. And I told him, I said, you can't turn around and say, you know, I don't want it right now. And it's, you know, he's gonna put $500 on each lot, like it, you know. I told him when we first started, I told him, you got to put something substantial down. You know, the earnest money's got to be a substantial amount to see that so I know you're serious. You know, you can't put $500 down. It's like I'm coming to buy your car, right? I'm coming to buy your car. You have, let's say, a $100,000 car. I'm gonna come there and put $1,000 down, and I'm gonna take you down the road for 2 months. I mean, you know, really, you can't do shit like that. You know, what I'm talking
I hear you.
about? You know what I'm saying? You can't you you want to hold the property, at least tell me I'm going to hold it. If you're going to hold it, I would say, okay, you want to hold it? No problem. Put something down non-refundable, and that's how you could hold it for me. You want me to wait? You don't want to waste? No, I know you don't like that, but I'm just saying and I'm making it understand what I'm talking about. You can't let somebody take somebody down the road, 2 months down the road, and then say, I'm not going to buy it now. You know what I'm saying? It's just ridiculous, you know? But,
well, you know. Joe, I tell you, man, you've had this property way too long. I've been down
but
there
I don't,
and met
well,
you in
I don't
person.
Mind.
And
yeah, I don't mind.
Yeah, I remember meeting you and your buddy when you were down there.
Yeah, I know.
I'm a buyer at a price that, you know, we can build something and make money with. I'm not a buyer at something that, you know, is going to be that. Petersburg, yeah. you can't pay $80,000 for a lot and build and make money. That, you said yourself, a small lot. The thing would be to put a house on there on both lots and make it one larger property where they got some grass they can cut and so forth.
Right,
so
right.
Then
so,
if that's
so
what people, that's what people want right now.
Right. So,
so
then why don't you give it to them? It's an R3. You can put three, you know, it's an R3 over there. You can't do it.
So the thing is with the cost of construction, we're talking about a build price. So there's a lot of new construction down in Petersburg, okay?
There's a lot of
tear down stuff, and they're building these, you know, starter homes. And that's
right,
all that's selling. That's all that's selling down there. Okay. And so what's happening is you can only get a certain price per square foot for a starter home.
Right.
So in saying that, if you give me a minute, I'm working on, I'm going to do this right here, 2024. I'm going to look at this and we're going to look and see. So where you're at, they're selling for 250, 317. This 2,000 square feet is too big. 255, 258, 1,500 square feet. That's a starter home. Okay.
1,500.
So,
but you could make more than a starter home in that place. You could make a bigger home in that place.
So, Joe, let me ask you a question, right? You live in a neighborhood, right? Right.
No.
Do you live anywhere with a house within walking distance of your house?
No. I don't live over there, no.
No, Joe, I know you're in New York. I get this, but what I'm asking you,
you live in
a neighborhood, right?
Yeah, of course I live in a neighborhood, sure.
Okay, and all the houses, more or less, 95% of the time, are similar, right?
No, not where I am. No, they're not.
So you're telling me that you have a $1 million house next to a $300,000 house?
No, not that much of a, not that big.
So it's in the ballpark is what I'm trying to say. Play the game with me a little bit, okay? So you can only build to what the neighborhood is, right? And maybe go a little bit above it, right? If you see that there's a new construction around the corner that's, you know, a little bit more, then you can wrap the corner with that improvement. But basically, you're talking about a 1,500 square foot house. Okay, build cost is around $200 right now per foot. So, you know, if you were to build a house, okay, and sell it brand new at $255,000, okay, $255,000. This is a comp right here that was built in 2024. Okay, brand new house. 1,480 square feet, so $255,000. Okay, divided by the square foot of 1,500. Okay, they'd have to. That's $170 per foot. That's $170 per foot, and that's not including the land, right? So, and that is. They got to have profit in there because builders build for profit the same way that, you know, you expect a profit from giving your time every day. And
right.
So nobody can build in Petersburg paying $80,000 for a lot. They just can't do it. And that guy that did it for $70,000, you're right. He was just stringing you along because You know what? He tried to lock in an agreement that he probably couldn't honor.
No,
So.
I don't think he want. I don't think he. I think he was trying to hold it for somebody. But I could understand if you want to hold it. You want to hold it. Okay, hold it. But you got to drop some money down, man. You can't. Hold it and not put no money down it, and then
I agree with
refundable.
you. You got to have skin in the game, Joe. You're exactly right. You got to prove your value because, you know, you're just entering into a relationship, right? You can't
Right.
trust
So
somebody if you
that's
put your
the deal.
money. Yeah.
But
So
honestly,
anyway, so
yeah.
here's the thing, man. You know, nobody's going to pay you $80,000 for your property. It's just not going to happen. All right.
Yeah, well.
So if you want to have a conversation like we've attempted to do before, okay? Let's do it. But you know, for $80,000, you're just gonna sit there and keep paying the taxes, man.
Yeah, no,
It's gonna...
I can't even go anywhere near. I owe more than what you're offering. I owe a lot more than what you're offering, and I have money invested into those properties as well. I have money
Well,
that I bought the lots with. I just can't. I can't go at that level. It's too way. But I'm actually going there, and I'm giving it to you. Let's say at that level, I'm actually losing money, and I'm not gonna lose money. So I'm gonna hold on to it, and when someone calls me and tells me they want it, they got it.
okay.
I'm
So,
sorry. I'm sorry, but that's the way I feel. I'm
all
not.
right.
I'm not
Well,
going. I'm not going anywhere.
Joe, I hear you, and I appreciate you taking my phone call tonight. I'm sure you had a long day, and
It's all right.
we will talk again soon.
All right. Okay. All right. I mean, look, I know you want the lots. You're probably looking to build something, but the thing is, though, I am not gonna give it away at anything of that nature.
I'm not asking you to give it away. I'm asking you to sell it to me for 20 grand.
No, that ain't gonna happen. No, I'm sorry as far as I'm
I'm
concerned.
not asking you to give it
Sorry.
away. I never
Yeah,
do that.
well, that's basically for 20 grand. I'm actually losing money on that. I'm losing a lot of money on
Yeah.
that. Yeah,
People, you
I
know,
swear to God.
people lose money all the time on bad
Right,
decisions.
but
That's
I
just
don't
is
have
what
to.
it is.
For funds, I don't have to sell it right now. It's not like I need the 20,000. I don't need the 20,000. I could hold on to that property for another 2, 3, 4, 5 years until I retire.
Yeah,
You
you can.
know,
That's your choice. You own it.
yeah. You know what I'm saying? So I'm sorry, but it ain't gonna happen like that. I can't do it.
Okay.
And I know you're. I know you're making a decent. You're making a decent offer for a person that would, let's say, own the land over there and had nothing, not you know, didn't spend any money on it for years, and maybe had it for like 50, maybe 45 years, and now you just want to let it go. You bought it for like maybe $100. That's okay, but not when I bought it a few years back, and I'm gonna lose money on it. I'm not doing that. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I like to sell it to you, but not at that level.
All right.
You
Well,
know,
I tell you what, if you seriously want to sell it and, you know, you want to let the market decide, and I mean, I can still list it for you, and then we can get the feedback of the general population, and then you can get some. You don't have to say yes, but you know, if you get an offer that's close enough or pays off your stuff, then you know, you can always agree. So if you want to list it and let the world tell you what it's worth, then we can do it like
No,
that too.
I have a friend of mine down there that's a realtor. A realtor. I could. His name is his name is oh
Joe,
God.
I'm your friend and I'm a realtor.
I am saying I have another guy down there.
Joe, you
I
don't
have
have
another.
another guy. Don't tell
Yes,
me
I
that.
do. Yes, I
You
do.
have
I swear.
me, Joe.
All right, you got it. Okay,
You, all
we'll talk
right,
whenever.
I'm your friend down here, Joe.
You got it. Okay. All right.
Have
All
a good
right. Well,
evening.
thanks, brother. Thank you. Thank you.
Take care.
All
Bye.
right. Bye now.